Is that fair?
Okay. When John 16 says that the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, how does the Holy Spirit do that, and what does it mean to convict the world of judgment?
Boy, that's a beautiful question. Man, that's a good question. Convict means to shine light upon. Some people, did you ever notice this? Some people could say like they're atheists and they don't believe in God, but when they're facing death, you find out just how weak folks are. Most people testify and let people know, and they're so vulnerable at that place, because once you're in the throes of that thing and facing it, the real you comes out. You follow what I'm saying? I believe that could be part of that whole judgment thing. But convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's the work of Holy Spirit to the shine the light upon the fact that we've needed a Savior, that we've lived life in our own strength, in our own way, in our own wisdom, that there's an answer. It's called the righteous judgment of God, that through Christ, He paid the price to remove it all so we could start afresh and be brand new, born again people, right? And of judgment standing before Him in that day. You can keep judgment just that simple, that you're going to stand before Him in that day and answer for your life. You see what I'm saying? I believe in hell with all my heart. It's so scriptural. There's a thing out there that says there's no hell. Be very careful. It's all over the internet that God loves us. He's not sending anybody to hell, et cetera, et cetera. It's just too clear in the word that there's heaven, there's hell, there's judgment, there's righteousness, there's unrighteousness. That stop diminishing God's grace to subvert our own ability to respond to Him and to grow in Him. Here's the deal. If you preach grace apart from transformation, you're preaching perversion. Grace is God's empowerment for you to change. Grace isn't God's permission slip to stay the same. Grace is God's empowerment to change you. If you preach grace apart from transformation, it's perversion. Because grace is the etching tool of God. It's the workmanship of God that makes you more like Him. All right? So don't confuse mercy and grace. Mercy gives you a chance when you deserve none. Grace makes you more like Him when you've repented and given your heart back to Him. Grace kicks in at this water baptism when folks stand up and say, I'm selling out, I'm giving it all. They come out and grace meets them. And grace empowers you. You're saved by grace through every time you release faith in the truth and faith in what Jesus says over how you feel. Grace starts to come to make that faith your reality and let you have a knowing in your heart where it's not a blind faith. You know you're right with God. You know He forgives you. You know He's good. You know you have destiny. You know your life is on purpose. Anytime you release faith in the truth, grace comes to make that truth your reality. Not because you bit your lip to believe better, but because you've released simple childlike faith in the honor of God's word, and grace comes and makes it yours. So here's what I talk about becoming love and stuff. The prerequisite, the thing that you have to line up to, it's not works, to position yourself for, is you just have to want to be, sincerely want to be more like Him. You get alone and talk to the Lord like that, about being more like Him. Holy Spirit gets so excited, He starts doing a work inside of you. You get thrown into things where you used to be one way, and all of a sudden you're different, and you don't even know how. You can hardly explain it, but you know you've been with Him. And you know you sincerely want to respond different. And you're not just trying to get a grip on your actions, you've been alone with Him. And all of a sudden people say, man, you're really different. You used to this and I don't see you do that anymore. How did you get a hold of that? What, man, I used to see you this and all of a sudden you're not. And all of a sudden you can't even give it an answer because there's nothing you did. You didn't bite your lip to change. You just know you've been with Him and you've wanted change. All of a sudden you're weeping and love Him all the more because He's amazing. And guess who gets all the glory? So it's no super Christian. It's just an amazing God and people that believe. Amen? We are what we are by the grace of God. Yay. Go ahead.